With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A strong earthquake shakes Taiwan and triggers tsunami warnings.
A strong earthquake in Taiwan rocked the entire island and created a tsunami on southern Japanese islands. A five-story building collapsed as a result of the earthquake. Train service was suspended across Taiwan, but things seemed to return to normal quickly in the capital city of Taipei, with children going to school and morning commutes appearing normal. The Japan Meteorological Agency said a tsunami wave of about 1 foot was detected on the coast of Yonaguni Island about 15 minutes after the quake struck. Taiwan's Earthquake Monitoring Agency gave the magnitude as 7.2, while the U.S. Geological Survey put it at a 7.4. It was about 21 miles deep. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, the cleanup continues following the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
A second channel is open, allowing some vessels to bypass wreckage at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Work is being done on a third channel that will allow larger vessels to pass through and restore more commercial activity. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says rough weather has made it unsafe for divers to recover the bodies of four construction workers believed trapped underwater in the wreckage.
We promised these families that we would do everything in our power to bring them closure. But also, my directive is to complete this mission with no injuries.
Colonel S.D. Penchason with the Army Corps of Engineers says the underwater conditions in Baltimore are extremely unforgiving for divers. I'm Ed Donahue.
Testimony is underway in the federal trial of a former Texas doctor accused of tampering with medical equipment. Ronaldo Ortiz was an anesthesiologist at Baylor Scott & White in Dallas. He's accused of injecting a fatal amount of nerve blocker into IV bags. Prosecutors say that he was angry over being disciplined. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on spiritual gifts.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S.-based missionary group Mountain Gateway says it will file appeals against the convictions of 11 members of the group who were jailed in December by Nicaragua on money laundering charges. The 11 are Nicaraguans. President Daniel Ortega has also used charges of money laundering to expel or outlaw hundreds of faith groups and non-governmental organizations in Nicaragua. The group's leader says the 11 face up to 15 years in prison. This is SRN News. One student is dead, two others wounded, following a shooting in Finland.
Police in Finland say a 12-year-old student has opened fire at a secondary school in the south of the country. Heavily armed police cordoned off the lower secondary school with some 800 students in the city of Vantaa, just outside the capital Helsinki, after receiving a call about the shooting. Police say the young shooter was later arrested in the Helsinki area. Finland's Prime Minister has posted on X that he's deeply shocked over the incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Enrollment in vocational training programs is surging, while enrollment in community colleges and four-year institutions is falling. According to new data, the number of students enrolled in vocational community colleges rose 16% last year. Construction trades rose 23%, and programs covering HVAC and vehicle maintenance increased 7%. More details at SRNnews.com.